After Adam and Eve sinned, they had to face the consequences. We read one of the results of disobedience in Genesis chapter 3 when God tells Eve, "Your desire shall be for your husband." Now, scholars have talked a lot about what that phrase means. After studying it, I think God was telling Eve, "You will have the urge or the impulse to oppose your husband and to control him." You see, the battle of the sexes began that day in the garden. The couple that had been created for intimacy now watched as a barrier came up between them. But Christ came to take on the consequences of our sin. When he lives inside a wife, she can learn to love her husband and experience the kind of oneness that Adam and Eve knew before they fell. Do you try to control or selfishly oppose your husband? Or do your actions show the love of Christ that can bring the battle of the sexes to an end? With Seeking Him, I'm Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth.